right now, we're after the Kashat Talmud Aloshin Tselem, or we're before on Void B'Medrashom or Akeva Shodom. I have two markers, I can't figure out.
I have my marker by Void B'Medrashom.
Okay, B'Sedigamah. So that was the first marker. Void B'Medrashom Ru. Or Akeva Shal Odom Makir Galgal Chama. Emratulayma. So it says that the Ur HaKevim V'Adam HaRishon outshone the Gal Gachama. So Gal Gachama is a mocker of Ha'ara. This was great. Ratzalema. K'metzius Ha'odam Yisa Oyer Ubar Min HaGal Gachama. The metzius of Ha'odam is even more Ha'ara than Gal Gachama. V'yispaya Oyed Bez Hashem Yisbach V'nisiv HaSoylam. Omitzara ze hoye moishel Yeshua l'shemesh le'madoim. And that's why Yeshua was able to say daim, because he's higher up the hierarchy of Ha'ara. The Kari Yeshua is Hashemesh avde bisha v'lo yizvina da abba ato. So over there it says there was a vikuach between Yeshua and the Shemesh, and he told him in a very strong lashon that you're eved, and you should know that by Yosef it says Vashemesh Reach Mishtach family. So you see that Shemesh and Reach are pchinas of avodim to Adam. Klal Adavay ki Adam mitzad she'inu lo betachtoinim nikro or v'ziv hatzelam shel Adam. So, because Adam is greater than anybody in Tachtainim, so his stature allows him to have the Torah of the Ohr and the Ziv. Ratzolema, k'Ohr v'Ziv shu Moir al Metzius, hu k'Moir Ohr al Metzius shu Shem Yisbarach Moshe Yisbarach. So he said before that Ohr Ha'ara is something which is Moir al Metzius. We spoke, you know, those things, light is the means within which everything exists. So b'meila, the Ur and the Metzius of Adam is the strongest Nebriya. Now, in terms of existence, and the existence of the dependent is not as strong as the existence of the independent. We spoke about this, that which is dependent on something else means it doesn't have Betzim and Metzius. It's certainly not Kapir Yada. So, like it says in the Rambam, when he speaks about defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Lu Yitzur, it could be imagined that we don't exist, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not cease to exist. Lu Yitzur, you could imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu not existing, we could not exist. In a certain way, it's daim etik Moshe Yisbar. And that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world that everything is totally Maisa Adam. And, you know, and as Adam progresses, everything progresses. As Adam regresses, everything regresses. Mitzad Mailus Hametzius Sheish Le Adam She'ein Loi Kinui Mitzad Oilam Hashe Adam Boy. So Adam himself has nothing in this world that is like him. The word Kinui, it means over here something that has Ki'ilu Atayar of Ki'ilu Adam. So a person does not have anyone like it, and B'meila, it's something which he's the highest darga. V'zeh amram v'perek kamei brachos v'bechnos amri kiv shenitz achadon lebriyas panam mishtanen. But you see that the mila of being dependent or independent, as opposed to being dependent, has something to do with the horror of the person, because the Gemara says kiv shenitz achadon lebriyas panam mishtanen. When a person becomes a nitzrach and he has to come onto somebody else, his face changes. Meaning, shenema krum zulus adam, ma krum zulus adam, Gossip Dima Oifech Nishbekurcha Yamu Krum Shmoy, the Kima Shacham is also Miss Hapich Lakama Gvonim, Adkan. Harelecho can Nitzach Labrias with Toliba Acha, for Elamitis Bathmoy, Pana Mishtamin. So when a person is Zokuk to someone else and it sort of comes across that his Mitzis is pulling somebody else's, his Pana Mishtamin. And the mitzias of the person is changes, it darkens. He loses his light when he's told someone else. Or Myla Zaisnita Bada Miyosa, and this Myla was given to Adam Kemat completely. This Myla, if we were to translate it into another language, would be Bechira. And it's quite simple. Bechira means the independence from something else. His decisions are his decisions, and he's not dependent on someone else for his decisions, as opposed to someone who's dependent on someone else for decisions, and it's limited. We just got through saying before that the things in this world that are nivdol menachayme, those are the things that have mitzias like seichel and so on. But things that are chomri don't have it. Ve'eichav shaloyme ki ora mitzias la'odam v'bachayme nivin adama. So how can Yosef Mashu Malachim Shenim at Boim Bechoyim? So here's a kasha. How is it shayach that Adam, who is Mutba Vadama, has a Metzias that we're calling it greater than a Metzias Malachim, specifically because of the strength of his Metzias, as opposed to Malachim that are said to Mashu Ruchni? If you got through saying before that things that are Choymer don't have a real mitzias, umas those things are ruchni, then how could Adam have that mitzias? So he says, Bevada eze kosher ki adova zeh kumoy shirachno lemalo ki ha Adam mekabel nitzis olyin azeh vehu benoise hu ha Adam. He says like this, that Adam is something that carries within himself the koyach of that is unique in a son of ruchnius. Meaning as follows. If I were to tell you this box is worth more than your entire house, a box is a box. But inside the box, there's a very large diamond. So the nekuda that I'm referring to is the diamond in the box, not the box itself. Adam himself has within Surah Sodom, it's more than just a box, but if I were to put it, I guess, if I put it into different words slightly, Adam is the Bria Al-Yoyna, the Chelek Al-Kaimi Mal, that exists within the world of Chaimer. So we're talking about If you to try to take Adam apart, it's a certain nitzutz that he has, that's Al-Yayin, but it's a nitzutz that is mechuba to Tachtoinim, in order to exist between Tachtoinim. So we talk about Adam as having the cheshver maimet and the mitzias miyuchedus, we're talking about because he has that nekuda within himself. In other words, v'hu benoisei hu ha'adam, he's in a carrier, which is Adam. Vanitzus hazeh shu mekabul, and the nitzus that he has, yoseh pashim ha-malachim. Ki ha-malachim ein ha-guf yash ha-atzvam. Mekol mokoyim ein lem hazeh ziv hazeh shu nitzus ol yin dovek boy. So let's, I guess, first put into crude words. Ki ilu mitzad de neshama that a person has within himself, that neshama is higher the malachim. Mitzad, the fact that it's mechubat Adam, and has certain chesroinus. The ziv and the zeya that Adam has comes from that nitzitz alyun, that he has in himself. The Adnitz's Olyan is much higher than Malachim's Ruchnius, because obviously Malachim not a Bechira, whereas Adam has Bechira, and that's a Einer higher Darga. Aval Ha'odom, who Gufu Basa, Mekabel Ha'or Vanitz Ha'olyan, the Oimdim Benoise, so it has an Or in Anitz Ha'olyan, and it that Or in Anitz Ha'olyan is locked into or confined to a certain Noise, which is Adam. So Adam Betiras Noise, and let's sharpen it a little bit more. When do we notice in a person the chshivas of his ruchnius and so on? When his guf stalls the chavek, when his guf sets itself up as a carrier for that. In other words, where the guf deheres itself as a carrier for that nitzutz, so then we begin to note the ziv and the ara. When the guf tries to deher itself as itself, a person loses that tzelem alakim, a person loses the ziv and the zayin, and doesn't quite have it. It's only the more the guf tries to bring out the teich and pnimius that we have that. This was the struggle Yaakov had the Malach. In other words, Yaakov and the Malach, the fight of Yaakov and the Malach wasn't just a fight between Yaakov and Esav, and Esav happened to call in the really tough guys, the Malach of Esav. In the Oimek of it, it was Melchama between Adam behiz Galmusai, which is Yaakov Avinu, that Shufra was called Shufra Dodom, and Malachim. Esav, in a certain sense, in this world, represents what a Malach represents in the other world, if the Malach were to be taken apart from, removed apart from Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachim are Kadosh, and because they're shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're shluchim k'moyse k'aviyachol. But in this world, when it comes down, so Adam is not. But when it comes to anything in particular, in the Malach's own mitzias is a non-mitzias. Adam is the pshat. He has a mitzias. But that mitzias, when it has itself ruchnistic, is an extraordinary mitzias. So that was the fight of it. Kehoyer leYaakov Milas Hatzelam Azek Moshe's Bayat. Yaakov had the mile of Tzelam, like we saw before. V'amalach hoye nivtol ba'atzmoy. Aval eina mekabel erev zivahu. Shehu nivtol. Aval Yaakov aval bishu guf mekabel azav b'noisei. So it's an extraordinary point over here. The fight between the Malach and Yaakov was this Nakuda. The Malach's Elyonis was Mitzad, the Guf HaMalach. Yaakov's Elyonis was Mitzad, the Mekabel of the Ur and the Ziv. So the Ur that Yaakov reflected was not his Ur, but if he would set himself up as an entity to reflect the other ones, the other Horus, then he would be Cheshava. And if you take a look back, because the recent Elikim v'Adam v'Tuchel, the Elikim is the Elikim is a Malach, that it was Yaakov struggling with the Malach that was the victory over Esav. V'oid, ki kvar amarnu, she'en lo'odem shu'betachtoinim shum chisorin ma shu'betachtoinim. V'zenikr or v'ziv ha'metzius, she'yesh al Hashem yisparach. The Adam's being in the tachtoinim is not a chisorin Mitzad to tell me that it will reduce his ha'ara that we said before. Avla Malach, afal pi shehu yitz madrege mitzad shu nivra chayma kaman amalochim madregasim shemal yain meish chasam behem. So he says an extraordinary pshat of Yidamaral. He says Adam mitzad his mitzias is not a chasa, because in this world physicality is not chisar. The malach who comes from Avyonim, in the world of Avyonim, he is a chasa, and b'meila he is of a lower dagger. Let's explain this a little bit. This is an awful lot. The shleimus and chesaron, by what standard are they measured? Does it mean there's like an absolute standard of tzidkis and not tzidkis? Then it's very hard to call anything shalom, and the word shalom wouldn't apply to anything. Are there things that do everything 100% peseder? I'm not sure. So what's the standard on which we apply the wording of shalom and chasa? So we're talking here about the tzura of his bria, and in this world, which is a chomristika world, chomri is the substance of everything, and that chomri, which has on itself the hakava of ruchnius in the right way, is the shleimus. The hashlama of the bria in this world is not to stop being a barrier, but rather it is to be it's to be mashpir to nivraim. It's to rise above it. But being a nivra is this world. This is what this world is. So a person is not a baal chisorin in that sense. If his guf or his chomri fully carries the neshama the way it's supposed to, then it's a davar shalom, because that's its shleimus. A malach is from a metzias al yoina, that is ruchnius, and within that context, he's not shalom. He has only one ha'ara of ruchnius instead of the full complement of ha'aras. So Adam himself is not. Let's add one more knetch. A very famous photo of Saul Salanta, that they asked him that if his bracham are going to learn Musa, they're going to be learning less, and there'll be lesser people. And people who don't learn Musa but spend all their time sitting and learning will be bigger people. But Saul said that in halacha, if you have two things in front of you, one is a shalim and one is a gadol, Shalom trumps Godel, and therefore he would rather focus on Shleimim than on Gdolim. That was the reputed story of Yisrael. The Dover HaSholem carries in itself a much, much greater zika of being Daimon HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Dover She'ena Shalim, even if its Shleimus is within a lower context. If I have two cars, one is really, really very expensive model, fantastic model, and the other one is quite down at the, cheap end of it. So Bederkal, the expensive model, is the one that's really, really much better. But let's say you haven't finished manufacturing yet the more expensive model, but you finished manufacturing a cheaper one, and you put them side by side, it's hands down that the cheaper model wins. The other model's not moving. You haven't finished all the installation. So you can't say, when it's all going to be done, the price is five times what the cheap car is. So if it's already four-fifths done, shouldn't it be at least three times as good as the other one, four times as good? The answer is no. Halachot v'halachot. Shleimus is a midah that is described minei ubei, And it's something which is a something from a lower matzav, which is shalem, is cheshev, and a something which is in a higher matzav and is not shalem. So Adam, within the context of this world, when he has the full complement of ruchnius that it's possible to attain while in this world, is a shalem. Whereas the malach, who exists in a world that's kuli ruchnius, and a malach is only one shlichus, like we said before, the shortcoming of malach is that where everybody else is a full shlichus, whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes in the heck of a briya and Adam takes in the heck of a briya, he takes only one shlichus. So the Mela, that's not sholem chapir shlem so Adam. So he said the Vayitka Manu she'en lo Adam shubetachtoinim shum chisom shachtoinim. Adam, being that his mokrim is ben zachtoinim, does not have a chisorin the fact that he's ben zachtoinim. So malachim within their world the balach is sorn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired two frames of existence. Tachtoinim el yoinim. That's how he set up my separations. That there was Yimei Briyas el yoinim, Briyas tachtoinim. Each one, since these are two very different mahalchim, each one is a separate mahalach. And in each one, the name Sholem could be attached. And it's something which could be the word shleimus lends itself to the person who's shalom in his metzius and doesn't lend itself to a malach who's not a shalom in his metzius. There's another nekuda, he says, that within the framework of this world, Adam is a lesser bria, because this world is still chayma, but the tzuras Adam becomes a very different tzur in olam haba, and that's where Adam becomes that metzias. So he says extraordinary pshat. The mal bnei chaver berabim is a pchinas retzicha on the chelik that is his tzura to olam haba. That's the chelik that he's being retzeach, and therefore the person that's why the person is called, he himself doesn't mechelik olam haba, because he is being misbaza, he's causing someone else to lose that chelik. The tzur of Adam Olam Haba is higher than a malach, because he's sulak me'ife cherpes aguf ve'achoyme, ubibriyosei tekev miyad nivra Adam al zeh shemuchel Olam Haba. And it's not only the pshat, so he's sort of bothered by shtekel shayla. Okay, so right now it's like, you say that this young boy is probably going to be a bigger talmid chacham than you. Right, but right now he's a first grader, and I'm his rebbe, and he should listen to me. And in 10 years from now, he might be a big guy, and he might be bigger than me, and I'll be chacham greater, but right now it's not. So that, he says, the tzura of Adam, as being a ben olam haba, it's not the pshat that after 70 years, or after 100 years, he's zeicha to that. That's built into the person. Ubibriyasa tekna divadma zeshimuchalam haba. Kilkach siv vayitza bishne yudin. Briach b'olam hazeh, briach b'olam haba. So the person himself has within himself those briyas, and b'meilam tzadet adam is mohashen malachim. So he's he explains that the vikuach of Yaakov and Esav was really a vikuach on the ultimate of tzuras adam with the tzuras malach, and this is this was the difference, and this is in these inyanim, Adam is chesheve malach, has more of a mitzvah because of all the reasons he had given. Any questions?
I think I'm missing a piece over here. We said before that the tzuras Adam is such that he reflects the yichud of Hashem and so on. He's reflecting an oil from above. At the same time, we're saying that this actually is himself. This is his bechira, and this is where he's responsible. So this nekuda that is the lionus of Adam, how much is it the reflection of above, and how much is it not him, and how much is it dafka that is exactly him?
It's paradoxical, because be'etzem what comes out is the chelik of self that is. Chelik HaKayim Mimal is the chelik really that has bechira and the she'ifa to do right and good. When a person exhibits that to the way it's supposed to be, on that the lashon Chazal is that he's doime dumus yukna is doime to the mutsyotzer. That's the extraordinary knesh of a person being doime to kaviyach doinim, something that we can say it, we don't know exactly what that means, but it's almost hainu hach. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the highest darga, shechini was medaberes dar groinai. It was Moshe, and yet Moshe identified himself as shechina. So when it's at its highest darga, there's a certain element of hainu hach. The element of not being a head between the two. How that works, I don't know. It's something that's really beyond.
And before the highest darga, then when a person is the nekuda of bechira, that is the nekuda of the person himself.
Right. The nekuda bechira, the Ramchal says that the nekuda bechira is there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a person b'tzel melekim. He wanted a person to be self-made. You know, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the most central definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that which is that which made it itself, that which he himself is his own. He kaviyachol wasn't dependent on anything, wasn't made by anything. If a person is able to do things and gets schar for it through bechira, then in a certain sense the person is also self-made. In other words, the dimion of Adam to tzol malikim in this nekuda being self-made is the inya bechira and avayda becholias. So there's a sort of almost paradox. And I don't have any real way of being master it, other than that's what it is, where the person himself, kaviyachol, the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are daime in the fact that the person is doing what is right, kaviyachol mekoyach atzmai, that way he's mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand. On the other hand, the person is the person is himself. That's, he realizes himself in this way. I don't have any way of being master part of that. That's a paradox of it.
Does he get back to what Rebbe once explained, that the Rambam says Horoshus Nasuno or some such lashon, that everyone has bechira to Horoshus Nasuno? It's not the pshat that a person has it be'etem.
That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a person.
Right.
The biggest gift was the gift of self. And in that gift of self, kaviyachol, he realizes the Tzuras Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Go.
Good. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. counting.